An Indianapolis parent is suing the State Board of Education after it changed a policy to ensure full funding for students learning remotely because of COVID-19. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Jeannie Lindsay explains it's part of an ongoing advocacy effort by parents who want virtual schools funded at the same level as brick-and-mortar schools.
Virtual schools get 15% less funding per student than in-person schools in Indiana, and the state wants to circumvent that law to preserve full funding for schools using virtual learning because of the pandemic. But advocates for virtual schools are frustrated there's a difference at all. Parent Latricia Weber is one of them.
And it's really sad that so many students are left with a smaller budget simply because they've chosen a school that works better for them.
Weber is suing the state board for what she calls an overreach in its authority after it ensured full funding for traditional schools during the pandemic and didn't extend full funding to dedicated virtual schools, too. But lawmakers are currently fast-tracking legislation to align state law with the board's decision. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jeannie Lindsay.